she will be.
All right, Mike. Ended up fourth tonight. Chased out for a long time. Without the traffic, or maybe with some more traffic, would you have had anything? Or was it basically there's their race to run and yours to watch?
Probably their race to run. We weren't bad. It was just I was kind of like I was watching Otto in front of me, and I think my car was doing the same thing I was watching with him. But when we got in the clean air, he was just quicker, and the car acted better in clean air once we kind of got clear a little bit. But we were good. The track's just really slick. It's, you know, it's that time of year where the track's just not very good, and you know, they didn't put any of the compound down, so that doesn't really help too much. But I mean, all in all, it was a good night. You know, if it had been another 10 laps, I don't know, the way things were going there at the end, maybe we end up second or something. But, you know, all in all, it's a good night.
Yeah, it was pretty close at the end, guys. Dicing back and forth. Were you thinking, well, hey, maybe something could happen?
Yeah, no, I mean, for sure. I thought they were all wrecking there the last couple laps, and I caught up to them, but I kind of was trying to be aware of what was going on, too, because they were all over the place. It was entertaining to watch, you know. Hats off to Otto. He did a heck of a job. Real good drive in their last couple laps to get up there and get that win on the last corner.
And next week, last regular race of the year. How do you take that race? What do you look forward to?
Just try to, you know, roll it on the trailer, be the biggest thing with Classic, you know. You want to finish and not have any extra work to do for Classic, so hopefully we can come here and, you know, we'll just shoot for a top five, and if we get anything better than that, that'll be great. And get ready for the big one.
Speaking of the big one, any chance of the new one, or at this point you don't want to bring a new car out for the big race?
We're going to try to have it here for Classic. That's the plan. We'll see if it happens. I'd like for it to happen, for sure.
Anytime anybody says they might have a second car, that means there's going to be a second car available. Any chance of anybody sitting in that second car?
Probably not, because we don't know if we're going to get it done. You know, if we already had it here, you know, maybe we'd consider putting somebody in it, but with the situation we're in right now, we don't even know if it'll be ready, so there's no point in trying to talk somebody into trying to run it. So,
hey, Mike, finally, who'd like to thank for your top five tonight?
My car owners, Gary, Eric, Brenda, and, you know, Good Times, Gaffney's Lawn Care, Ferdy's, Joe's Jerky, all the guys support the team, my wife for letting me come out and do this every Saturday night. She's great support, and all the crew guys, you know, Big Dan, my dad, Gary, Eric, Jack, Matt, my buddy Mark, he helped out a lot tonight. He came in and he gave us a hand. I want to thank him too.